Hello, and welcome to the Eve Reader Podcast. My name is Zendane, and this is episode 47, Hands of a Killer and Doppelganger.
These are not the hands of a killer.
And they weren't. Manicured to mechanical perfection, the nails polished immaculately, cut short at exactly 2 millimeters past the tip of the finger. Fingers that were slender, as far as male fingers can be. The wrinkles at the joint stood out, the only ones of their kind to be found on these hands. The skin itself was pale, but smooth, like silk. Golden lines occasionally sparkled underneath it like archaically patterned circuitry, as if to accentuate his choice of words. As he toyed absent-mindedly with the object he was holding, glimpses of his palms revealed that they too were soft, betraying a life free of the coarser obligations. He spoke again.
Yet we both know that I am. I have seen lives ended at the hands of enraged cattle, good people's shells stripped apart by inelegant tools of destruction. I have in turn killed this cattle, throwing their lifeless husks to the hungry void. I have fought enemies sheltered by walls they thought would keep them safe. I have imagined their screams in my mind. My lasers danced across their unshielded, armor-stripped holes, exposing empty interiors to space, and I smiled as they died. This is what you will face. Madmen locked inside capsules, squandering lives as if they were nothing. When you are up there, you are a tool, nothing more. A slave to the will of a pilot, bound to a man immortal until his mind can no longer be cloned. Mankind has taken to the stars and destruction has followed in its wake. Demigods patrol the lifeless expanse above, and they don't care about you. We are pilots. We control your destiny. When you are gone, we will live, and we know this. These are not the hands of a killer,
he said, looking squarely into the eyes of the young man across from him.
But this is the face of one. Think carefully before you answer. If you decide to rise above your world and begin life among the stars, you will be nothing. You will be a drone in the hive of an insane queen, existing solely to provide the ship with needs, links in a chain too complicated for you to understand. You will live this ungrateful life until the day you too will be floating, frozen between distant suns.
The words were true. Darren knew that much, but his long-standing dream of rising through the ranks aboard a battleship-class vessel, perhaps making it to engineer or even chief engineer, was all-consuming. He could not resist. The workers at the ground docks had pointed him to a capsule-cleared pilot only after 3 months of harsh, unremitting labor. A conspiracy of fate and hard work had permitted him to meet with a Samarian, who had needed but a brief look at him to know his aspirations. Taking a deep breath, Darren nodded and spoke the words that would condemn him. I understand. In a fluid gesture, the pilot across from him slid the data pad he was holding across the table.
Press your thumb onto the pad and slide your ID implant over the dotted line. Transfer will be booked. Keep the pad with you. It's your pass to my docks. Report to the quartermaster there. He will roster you in, arrange a bunk for you, and explain to you your duties. Work hard, and you'll be rewarded. There's no place for slackers on my decks. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have business deals to conclude.
Nodding his agreement, the young man left the table. Stunned, he made his way out of the establishment, holding the datapad tightly, as if his life depended on it. 4 months later, Darren Athaxis was confirmed as one of 6,314 reported casualties resulting from the destruction of the Apocalypse-class battleship Dom Imud. His post was filled within 3 days. His family was not notified. This concludes the chronicle, Hands of a Killer, and now, Doppelganger. Warm, white, comfortable, nothing. This was all it knew. The concept of self did not yet exist for the thing floating in maturation tube 30316, nor did the concept of what was about to happen. A flash, blinding and intense. Something new. Stimulus. A flood of stimulus. Pain? It didn't know the meaning of pain yet. This was different than before. The sensation intensified. He felt it emanating from the back of his head and wondered what a head was. Then it came to him, a vague idea of his form. He opened his mouth and it was filled with something that he inhaled, something he shouldn't have inhaled. He felt himself choking, his mind flooded with things that weren't there before. He reached out and his hands touched glass. He pressed against it and struggled, but his movements were dampened by something thick and gelatinous. He was in a liquid. Was he drowning? No, he was all right, and his name was Galen. How did he know this, he wondered. Where did this fact come from? His eyes opened for the first time, and he glanced around. The wet thing he was in stung his eyes slightly, but through it he could see, in blinding detail, a room with someone in it standing before him, behind the glass. A doctor. What's a doctor? He wondered briefly, before the relevant data arrived in his brain through the neural jack at the base of his skull. Minutes later, Galen Doradu knew who he was and what was going on. His consciousness fully integrated, he floated patiently in the gelatinous biomimetic suspension. Obviously, the Varakota deal had fallen through with catastrophic consequences, he thought. The jelly began to recede as it was drained down through the bottom of the maturation capsule. The glass slid upward, and he staggered out, disoriented, falling to his knees and vomiting a large quantity of the jelly he swallowed minutes earlier. The doctor helpfully put a robe over him and handed him a few towels. He gathered himself. Mr. Doradu, as part of your replica contract, it is my solemn duty to inform you that your previous self was lost in a firefight in an outer system. The perpetrator, a member of the Varakota cartel, has been arrested, and there are numerous papers for you to sign regarding the incident. Galen nodded. This wasn't the first time, and it certainly wouldn't be the last. His line of work ensured that. He didn't mind the dying so much as the paperwork. The doctor continued. You'll be glad to know that the integration process went very well, and only slight synaptic degradation was encountered. We hope you will continue using the services of the Vivant Clone Repositories. Galen concentrated and sighed with relief as he managed to quickly recollect the facts he absorbed after picking up the cruiser-class pilot training pack a week before. The doctor thrust a data pad in front of him, and Galen took it, placing his signature on the contract that ensured another clone would be ready for him when he next needed it. He wrapped the bathrobe tightly around himself.
I know my way to the showers, Doctor. Thank you for your assistance.
This concludes the Chronicle Doppelganger. Thank you for listening. If you are interested in learning more about the rich history of the EVE universe, please visit the EVE Chronicle site at community.eveonline.com/background/POTW. Copyright information regarding the Chronicles in this podcast may be found at evereader.org/copyright.html. No corporate recruiters were harmed during the making of this show.